What's up, everybody? Guys, I hope you're doing great. I hope you're doing awesome, and I hope you're staying healthy. Guys, it's me, your boy Brandon, with Drinks with Brandon. And like always, you guys know I'm sitting here with some cold ones, some nice beverages. I got a nice cold glass of actually straight Bullet. It's a good bourbon. It's a good solid bourbon my wife bought for me. And I got a couple of Hams beer. Guys, that's like my new beer right now. Bud Light, I love you. Or Bud Knight, I love you. But Hams is like my, it's old beer. It's like Yingling, man. It's been around a long time. It's like one of America's oldest breweries. And I had it a long time ago, and then I've not had it since. Like, I had it when I was working as a mechanic, and I haven't had it for years. And then me and the wife go out one day, and we're at this little diner or luncheon area called the Black Sheep in Huntington, West Virginia. And they had this big old, like, metal sign that was, like, promoting it. Like, it was an old sign, you know what I'm saying? But it said Hams Beer. And just seeing that, I was like, man, I think I've tasted that before. I think I've had it, but I don't know. And got me one, got hooked, couldn't find it. And then all of a sudden, Walmart started carrying it. And it's cheap. It's like $15, $14 for a 30 pack. It's good beer, guys. If you like I said, I'm a beer guy, which I'm an alcohol guy. if it's got alcohol, I'm going to drink it. But Hams, man, it's good. It's good. It's good cold beer. But no, I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you guys are doing great. And I hope you guys are staying healthy. I know we're all in this together, okay? When I say that, I mean it. We are all in this together. I know it's crazy times right now. The world is going crazy. But I wish you all the best, okay? Every time you hear this beautiful voice, just know that I am thinking about you. But no, man, it's hit everybody. It's hit me and the wife. It's hit, everybody. It is what it is. I look at it like this. The coronavirus is a real thing. And, I don't talk politics. I told you guys this, but it's hard not to with a lot going on, which I'm not going to talk politics. I'm going to talk about the now. But, man, it's crazy. You got, it's been a ride. It really has. Just in the last 2 weeks, life has changed. But, I'm affected by it. Here recently, I had to get laid off by my job. I'm a retail manager, It's no, shirt off my back. But, I miss it. But it is what it is. I look at it like this. Is my business an essential business? No, we are not. Like I said, I'm a retail manager. I sell clothing and stuff, like nothing prioritized. Walmart employees, grocery employees, pharmaceuticals, drugs and all that. Medical, those are the people out there every day hustling, working, to the bone, trying to get people healthy again. So I give praise to all you guys. If you guys are anybody out there that's working, kudos to you. Me and the wife will thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. But it just is what it is. Like I said, it affects everybody. If you're listening, you got laid off. I feel you, man. I got laid off. It sucks, but I'm not going to, waller in my own pity. I'm not going to go, oh my God. And I'm not going to go on social media and ask for people to pay my fucking bills. We coddles, we ain't like that, man. If something happens, we're going to push through it. If shit gets real bad, I'll just ask my mom. Like, shit, I ain't a blow that. Like, mama, like, hey, I need help with this. But no, my wife, she still got her job and she's going strong. She wakes up every morning. She works in the school system. So kudos to her and everybody else that does. But now she's not a teacher. She's a family resource coordinator. She's out there feeding families, dropping off food and stuff. So she's out there grinding every day. But like I said, it's tough. It really is. It really is. And I know I've joked in the last couple podcasts about the coronavirus, but that's how I handle things. I attack things with smart ass remarks and a little bit of comedy. I try to laugh my way through it. That's my defense mechanism. Hell, if you've ever met me, you know how it is. I don't like being brutal to somebody. I don't like saying, oh God, this is horrible. I'm just not I'm to a point, but I'm not too straight to the point where it fucks somebody's mind up. if I'm going to give you bad news, I'm going to give you bad news and then try to, you know, make you laugh a little bit or something. Yeah, it's just, man, that's how I am. So it is real. If all my listeners are out there, it is real. You know, it's nothing to play off. I heard it all. Believe me. Oh, it's, you know, it's just like any other flu. It's just like, oh, the swine flu was worse. SARS was worse. And all this shit was worse. Yeah, that's true. It could be. But there's no vaccine for this. And people that are old, people that already have health issues. I'm talking about asthma. Your people just fucking too fucking fat, you know. Hell, I mean, I know a lot of motherfuckers that eat too much goddamn McDonald's, you know. Hell, Lord, they get it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hell, I see them eat fucking one McNugget and they over here breathing like, so you don't want to get it, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it is what it is. It is a bad thing, but people are like, oh, people are blown out of proportion. People are doing this. And hell, I mean, hell, there's kids in like, Florida, you know, that was on spring break, and I loved watching their like comebacks. They're like, man, we're gonna live our life. Ain't nobody gonna stop us from partying. We gonna do us. And I'm like, you motherfucker need to get the coronavirus. Like, if there's anybody to get it, you motherfuckers need to get it. Like, I know that sounds harsh, and I know that sounds bad, and somebody listening right now just probably came off from spring break, but hell with it. I'm just telling you how it is, man. If these people in Italy right now dying, and you got some smart-ass kid, like, man, off topic, it was so funny. You know, me and wife's been watching the news like crazy, just like everybody else. And there was this one thing I watched today, this morning, while I was doing my morning wake up, you know, just waking up for the day. And I watched this video, and this, like, this woman, this reporter, asked this guy, and he was like, I think he said he was 20. He wasn't even 21 yet. So the boy got no hair on his balls. He can't buy liquor, you know, can't buy no beer. And he was like, yeah, man, it's serious, but, you know, after all the viruses I've seen in my life, I think we can beat it. And I'm like, motherfucker, what viruses have you lived? Like, hot damn, I'm 28 and I haven't seen shit like this yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hot damn, that 20-year-old, man, where he from? Where he from, son? I know if he's from the United States, he not challenged nothing like this. And, you know, it's like my wife said, and my wife is a super liberal. Now, I love her to death, and I don't hold it against her, but she's a super liberal. But to the point, you know, she sees on both sides. And she even said this, you know, you get more liberal when you're in college. You know, when you're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 years old, you're at that more liberal state. You're more like, man, fuck the man. You know, I want everybody to have free welfare. I want people to have all free types of money. And it's just like, motherfucker, how you going to do that? How you going to do all this shit? You know? And then you got this dude fucking at the beach. Like, man, in my whole time living, you know, like 20 years, like, I've seen a lot of shit. And it's like, motherfucker, what have you seen, son? What have you seen? Like, tell me now. Like, I don't know what you have seen, but I've lived longer and I haven't seen nothing like this. Like, this is a first. Like, and my wife had a good point. She compared this to, and not compared it, but the impact it's had to 9/11. And I totally agree with her. And what she means by it is, like, what have you all done? If you're listening to this podcast right now at this moment, what have you done in the last week? You've watched the news. You're always clicking and seeing what the presidents or the governors are talking about. You're always checking up on Italy and these other countries. You're always checking. You're watching the news constantly. Your TV, hell, my TV's been stuck on it for weeks. You know, 9/11 happened in a split of an instant. It was on TV for a solid week. And then it kind of like, you know, people was like, hey, we're still recovering from it. But then there's other news. No, this sucker has hit hardcore in your face for three weeks, and it's been there, and it's going to stay there for another, hell, probably 2 months, I feel like. But that's my aspect on it. You know, I'm not saying everybody on spring break. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't mean everybody on spring break. I don't want them to die. I do not take that out of context. I don't want them to get hurt. I just want them to understand, like, this, like, I understand where they come from, man. Before I got married and had fucking cats and shit, and I say cats in plural because my wife treats them like they're kids. But before I had all this, I was the same way. I was indestructible, son. I was Brandon Cottle, son. 6'8", 300-pound man. I walked into a joint. You gave me a dirty look. I was like, well, who the fuck you? You know? And no, not really like that. I'm not that aggressive. But, you know, that's how it was. I was like, indestructible. I was like, ain't nobody going to fuck with me. I understand. But, and be honest with you, if I got it, I think I could fight it off. I might hurt from it, you know, but I think I do consider myself healthy. You know, I don't have any health problems. I'm not high blood pressure. For a big dude, I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have cholesterol. You know, I'm a little overweight, but you know, that's about it. You know what I'm saying? And, but I have no health issues. I think I could fight it off. You know what I'm saying? And use as the context, I think. People that are close to me, I have a mother that smokes. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to say it. I don't want her to have it. You know, I've got a grandma that I want to see for the next couple years. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to get to you people. That's what I want to throw out and get your minds working a little bit. I want my grandma to be around for another couple years. You know what I'm saying? I want her to die of natural causes. I don't want her to die of no fucking virus named off no fucking Mexican beer. I want her to die of natural causes. I want her to die her best life. I don't want her dying, trying to breathe. You know what I'm saying? So when you think about that, you're like, damn, you know, that's how I've been thinking about this whole situation. I've got friends and family right now that are like on Facebook right now, this shit ain't real. We need to go back how life was. And I'm like, dude, I know you and your family. And I know there's about 3 or 4 that would probably die off this virus. But that's what it takes for some people to understand. It's like everybody plays that me card. Oh, it won't happen to me. Oh, it won't affect me. Oh, me, I'm indestructible. Me. And then it hits them in the face like a fucking goddamn cement block falling off a truck. Like, whap, bam, smack, son. And all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, this shit's real. Oh, man. Oh, man, I should have listened. Oh, man. And then you're advocating, you know, you're a big advocate for it. You're like, oh, watch out, guys. It's just like, you know. It takes a man, I hate saying this because I love to drink, but it takes a drunk man to make a really bad decision, and then he's out there telling people, like, hey, watch your consequences. You know what I'm saying? At that moment he was drinking, he was probably like, shit, let's go do something crazy. And then he made a big mistake, fucked his whole life up, and he was like, damn, I need to tell people, you know, hey, don't drink and drive. Hey, you know, drink, but be responsible. And like I said, usually you don't come out going 110% until it happens to you. Oh, God, I got to stretch my legs. Oh, but like I said, I got family I want to see, and I want to see them go the right way. You know what I'm saying? And you might say, oh, Brandon, that's a little dark, but it is what it is. I want my family, I want my friends to go the right way. Old age, fucking playing AC/DC in the background with a middle finger up, not giving two shits about anything. I don't want them dying over no, oh, I can't get oxygen. You know what I'm saying? And that'd be a bad death, boys and girls. Like, that just, it'd be horrible. I wouldn't put down my enemy. I don't know. I just watched the last Rambo Last Blood. Oh, God. Shit. Cat's acting crazy, son. And I take that back. I want that dude. After you watch that movie, it was pretty good that that guy died a very painful death. But that's so off topic right now. I've watched a lot of movies, guys. I've watched a lot of movies. Oh, gosh. Let's see. Let's take a little sip of this Bullet. Oh, it's good. Oh, that's good. Let's open up one of these beers. Boy, ooh, God. Crisp. I just love that sound. I had a person message me and was like, dude, I love it when you take a drink of something. And this was a guy, by the way. And I was just like, what? I didn't know what to say to him. You know, I left him on read. I just read it and just didn't reply. And he's like, and he messaged back and he was like, man, I didn't mean to be weird, but it's just like, you make those beers sound like really refreshing. And I'm like, that's what's up. You know, that's what's up. And my uncle does that. You know, you can ask my wife, my mom, my sister, anybody in my family. My uncle does the same thing, man. He can make any kind of liquor, beer, anything look really refreshing. It could taste like dog piss, and after he drinks it, it's just the way he holds the can, the bottle, anything. He makes it look cool. Hell, that man could be drinking horse piss, and it look cool. But, man, thank you. I'm not going to say his name, but thank you, random man. But yeah, I got hit with that. They was like, man, I love it when you take a drink of something. It sounds really refreshing. And I'm like, my friend, it really is. If you haven't had beer yet, you are missing out, my friend. There's a lot of things to look out in life, and that's one of them. And no, your boy hasn't been drunk this whole time. This is quarantine day 4 or 5. I forgot count. But I haven't been really that drunk lately. I don't want to get plastered every night and then just waste my, I don't know how to really put it. I'm trying to savor it. Like tonight I'll get a little drunk. Maybe this weekend me and the wife might get a little drunk. We might have us a little dinner party here in the living room. You know what I'm saying? I've been drinking beer every day, you know, drinking like 2 or 3 playing Xbox, but I haven't been putting plastered because I'm like, if I drink it all now, well, I have more later. You know what I'm saying? You gotta watch out for that. But for all my quarantine people out there, or all my workers out there, I want to give you a piece of advice for this whole COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. Easy peasy, anagram word, amazing word, Wu-Tang, motherfuckers. Wu-Tang, son. Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang. W. Wash your hands. U. Use masks properly. T. Touch nothing, not even your junk if it's itchy. And that's happened to me a couple times. My wife's like, why are you scratching? And I'm like, the shit itches. And she's like, you just nasty, fool. You need to go wash your junk. And I'm just like, wow, that turned real hood real fast. And I do wash my junk. Thank you very much. So T, touch nothing. A, avoid large crowds. N, never touch your face with unclean hands. And G, go to the hospital if you have symptoms. Like I said, people, you follow the Wu-Tang, you will live. Wu-Tang out. That's what I say. All about that Wu-Tang, son. Oh, God. I saw that on Facebook, and I have loved it ever since. Like I said, every letter stands for something. W, wash your hands. U, use a mask properly. T, touch nothing. A, avoid large crowds. N, never touch your face with unclean hands. And G, go to the hospital if you feel like you have symptoms. You follow the Wu-Tang law, you might live. Wu-Tang! Oh, gosh. I saw that and I fell in love. Dave Chappelle and the Wu-Tang. Oh, man. Oh. It was too awesome not to share. You know what I'm saying? Too awesome not to share. Oh, gosh. Oh, got a little bit of Rammstein playing in the background. If you don't know what Rammstein is, they're a German rock band. Well, German metal band, actually. And I've liked them ever since I lived in Germany. So, yeah. I'm OG like that. OG, son. OG. Oh, shoot. But, yeah, your boy was laid off last week. So, this is quarantine day 5. The wife's out there grinding every day. She pays the bills. She's a harder worker than I am. I don't say that out loud to her because it'll give her the big head. And then she'll use that against me. So we won't say this, and she won't listen to this podcast. So that's what's up. Actually, I say that, but then she probably listens to every episode. You know what? The walls are thin. She's probably hearing me now. But no, she works really hard, man. She does. She does awesome work. And, man, I couldn't be – I don't know how I could go through this without her. You know what I'm saying? And it is tough, you know. You got to think, you know, there's days she's probably tired and she kind of wishes that she, you know, I would be the same way. You know, if I was working and she was home, I'd be like, man, I'm tired. I wish I was home with her. Or, you know, hopefully she says, you know, says the same thing about me. She probably doesn't, though. She's probably a little asshole. She's like, oh, fuck. Oh, gosh. But, man, you know, it's just, I've been occupying myself. Like I said, I'm following what my governor wants, and I'm doing it to the T. My governor, actually, that's a good topic. We're going to go with that one, too. My governor, for all my listeners out there, if you can't tell by my twang, my country twang, I am from the good state of Kentucky. That's why I love my bourbon, and that's why I love my beer. Well, you got Best West or West Six. That's a beer. But all your big time bourbons, Kentucky. That's what I mean. You got all your big names come from Kentucky. If you get a bourbon from like Nevada or Nebraska or some shit, that shit ain't bourbon. That's fucking liquefied. That's fucking shit. Now, you know, somebody liquefied that shit and they sold it to you. You need to go get your money back. If it doesn't say Kentucky straight, it's not straight. But, I live in the great state of Kentucky, and our governor, Andy Beshear, is doing an amazing job. Amazing job. He is, he's really handled this coronavirus outbreak to a T. And it's coming from both sides, Democrat, Republican. Hell, you could be no sides. Hell, you could be a fucking, you could be a atheist, like, I hate this, I don't believe in the government, I don't believe in church. You could be that person, and you still would like Andy. If you're out of state, look him up. He's handled this very well, very well. Like, he has a press conference every day at 5 o'clock, and he basically goes, you know, Mr. Rogers, son, he just comforts people. And that's what people need right now is comfort. You know, people are scared. People don't know what they're, you know, people don't know what they're hearing. People, and that's a good thing. That's a good topic, too, is like people hear something, but they don't know how to interpret it. You know, and I do it too sometimes, too. I have a bad problem with that. Like, I'll hear something, and I'll totally say a 360 of it. And my wife will catch me, and she'll give me the up and down. And she's like, Brian, you don't know shit. And she'll fix me. But I'm a hypocrite if I say if I've never done that. You know what I'm saying? So when I say, like, he's doing a fine job, I really mean it. Like, he's doing a great job. He's saying all the things right. He's saying things for people to understand. Like I said earlier, we interpreted things different. But he's really calm. He's very, I'll say this. If he runs for president, I'm voting for him. He's a great man. I'm not saying because I took a picture with him or nothing. Like, me and him are basically best friends. He just don't know it yet. But, I met him the other day, like a month ago. He's an awesome dude. But he's handled this very well. He really has. And he's involved children with it. You know, they got to be informative. They got to know the right things to do. And he's informing everybody. There's the right way. He's not scaring people. And he lets people know, like, hey, this might be hard to hear, but we need to hear it. You know, that's what a lot of people need. They just need straightforward, hey, this is how it is. But he does it in such a comforting way and with a smile and a presence that is very warming. And I'll say this. You can feel his warmth over the TV or your phone or your tablet, whatever you're watching on. Like I said, here in Kentucky, we have a thing now. It's called Andy at 5. After all this crisis stuff happens and it's over with, I'm pretty sure he's going to make a talk show. It's going to call Andy at 5. And people will still watch it. I'm telling you, son. I'm telling you. He is a great guy. He's a great human being. And he's doing a great job for the state of Kentucky as a governor. Even the New York governor is doing a really great job, bang up work, and as crazy as New York is right now. And he still gave applause to Andy Beshear. Andy Beshear is like going, like, he is the, if you had to say governor wise, he's probably handled it the best. And you see the president and the way he says sometimes, and I'm not going to get political with him, but then you think to yourself, wow, okay. And then you're thinking, man, like what I thought today, me and the wife both did. We were like, man, I wish Andy was there talking. Oh, he needs to talk to the whole world. He really does. He do a great job at it. But he's doing a fine job. I'm very proud that he's our governor. I stand by him 100%. Me and my wife both do. He's just doing a great job. And I thank him. If he ever listens to this, I'd be so happy. Thank you, Mr. Andy Beshear. Thank you. But he's doing a great job. He really is. Like I said, you got to think that's a big burden to throw on your shoulders. You know, people's deaths, you know, the economy, the state itself. And that's the thing, guys. There's 50 of them things. Everybody's going to handle their own. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, he's handled it amazing. He's done a great job. Oh, gosh. Like I said, that's the new trend. Andy at 5. Andy, what's happening today? I don't know, but we're going to talk about it. That's how he opens up. He really don't open up like that, but he's like, hey, guess what? We're going to talk about some stuff. Oh, shoot. I'm going to take a little bit of Super Disc whiskey. Oh, that's good. That's good. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my cold, crisp friend. But, you know, it's kind of not hard. You know, I didn't want to make a podcast after podcast of talking about the coronavirus, but it's kind of hard, especially right now. Oh, gosh. And like I said, and you know what? The funniest thing out of this whole... this is quarantine day 4 or 5. Let's see. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Wait. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. This is day 5. Quarantine day 5. And I haven't went crazy yet, okay? I am a social parasite. I love being around people. I love talking. If you know my happy ass, you know how it is. And I'm always in a good mood. I'm always loud and proud, and I'm always socializing with people. But I will say this. I've done a lot of things in this last couple of days that I've been wanting to do in a long time. I played video games I haven't played in years. I've watched TV shows, finished up on some TV shows I haven't finished watching. And I know that sounds really stupid right now because this is, you know, that's not important. But you guys got to understand, if you listen to this podcast right now and you are laid off work or you can't, you know, I went to school for business. I have, you know, my degree's in business. You know, I can't just pick up and just like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be a nurse and go save lives. I wish I could. I wouldn't trust me because I'm not professionally trained, but I am professionally trained on numbers and, you know, market value and cost value and just marketing. That's me. Right now, that's not the world. That's not what the world needs. Until that opens back up, I'm going to, you know, give my due. I'm going to wait it out. If not, then I'll just pick my happy ass up and I'll find me another job. I'll become a trash man or something. Ain't someone got to pick up somebody's garbage. You know what I'm saying? But with it right now, I'm doing things I've never had time to really do because I'm always working. You know, like I should have done like already 5 episodes. I should have done an episode 9 with this podcast. But I'm doing things that I don't ever had time to. Because I'm always at work. Like I said, it's tough. And I explained that in other podcasts, you know. I live the 9-to-5, guys. I really do. And, you know, I get up, take a shower, get ready, go to work. I come home around 6. Me and the wife eat dinner, watch a movie. And about time that's done, we spend about 2 hours together. It's about time for bed. You get what I'm saying? It's already time to finish out the day and start a new one. And so my funniest thing I got out of this whole crisis, and like I said, I laugh over things. That's my defense mechanism. Sue me. But it's so funny because I know a lot of people. People, we got Facebook. You have a Facebook. Every one of us does, or possibly 90% of you guys do. And what I mean by that is, I know you've seen it. People on Facebook, man, I wish I had me a day off. Man, I could go for a whole week of just not seeing nobody. I could be at my house right watching Netflix for a whole week. I'd be so happy. Well, be happy about it now. What I'm getting at is like the government tells you to stay home. And people are getting mad about it. They really have gotten mad. They're like, why should I stay home? You can't tell me what to do. And then you look at him, you're like, Jim, all you said you wanted to do was go home and watch Hulu all the time. And it's just like, that's not the point. You get what I'm saying? It's just like, it's so funny to me. It's just like, hell, it's like you tell people, hey, don't touch that fire. You're going to burn yourself. It's like, you tell me not to touch that fire? I'm going to. You can't tell me what to do. And then they go fucking burn their hand off. That's how I look at it. I mean, take advantage of it. You know, I know 100%. The world the way it is right now, we wasn't living in a stone age like it was before when the stock market crashed and, you know, the depression and stuff. There wasn't. The world it was now is not the world it is now. So I don't personally see that happening again. Now, you guys want to argue with me, but I just don't see it. I feel like if you're a multi-million-dollar business and you shut your doors and you pay your rent and you just basically freeze all counts, you're not going to lose no money. You know, free. I'm talking like freeze everything. I'm saying freeze stocks, freeze this until this whole crap, pulls over. And then just open it back up. That's how I look at it. But it's like, I know this ain't going to last. You know, heck, it could last one more week and I'm back at work, which I will be very thankful of and very proud. And I will be there at 100%. But you best believe I'm going to take advantage of what I can control now. I've been writing a lot of stuff for my stand-up. Your boy, sorry, I was blowing hair off my arm. What the hell? Whew. But your boy does stand-up. I've been writing a lot of my stand-up acts while I've been quarantined. I've been just doing a lot of thinking. I've been playing a lot of video games. Like I said, I don't get that's my wife's biggest thing. My wife don't care if I buy video games. She doesn't care. She cares if I buy them, I play them for like a day, and then it's like I don't touch it again. And she's like, that $60 could have been spent for something else, which I see your point. Now I can actually play those games. I can actually just sit down and be lazy. You know? And yeah, I'm not saying I'm the epitome of work. You know, I'm a retail manager. My employees under me, they're probably some of the hardest working people, but I do my fair share. But what I'm saying though is take advantage of it now. If you're home, you're quarantined, take advantage of it. I'm just saying, because life could go back to the way it was a week ago, and I bet you all my whole liquor stash, after everything goes back to normal, give it 1 week after. So say everything goes back tomorrow, right? Give it a week after. Somebody on Facebook, somebody you know, somebody you're friends with, somebody, it could be a family member, says, man, I wish I had me a vacation. I wish I had me a couple days off. And it's like, motherfucker, like you was told to stay home. And I was just like, God. And what I don't get is I have so many friends that I'm friends with. That's funny. I have so many friends that are always talking about money problems. Hell, this is the best time. Save up, son. You know, you get paid. If you get paid, like, save it. Hell, I'm unemployed, but, you know, I'm drawing unemployment until my job comes back. What I'm going to do with unemployment? I'm going to just let it sit in the bank. Save it up. What do I have to buy right now? That's how I'm looking at it. I've got shoes. I've got clothes. The only thing we're going to have to buy is just basically food and essentials and liquor. Now, that's about it. That's how I look at things. And like I said, I look at things a little different than everybody else. But that is just me. Everybody has an opinion, people. Everybody has an opinion. But that's how I look at things. Like I said, I'm a retail manager. I love my job. I love my corporate. They're good people. The owner is probably one of the best gentlemen I've ever met. But our business isn't essential. You know, you don't need that T-shirt. You don't need that piece of clothing. You know, you can go without it. You know, but at the same time, it's just like right now. Does anybody need to go out and buy a Louis Vuitton purse? No, fuck no. Stay at home. You know what I'm saying? And do you. And so many people are freaking out. And they're like, oh my God, I'm just going to stir crazy. And it's like, do something you normally wouldn't do. Write a fucking book. You ever thought you was a poet? Write some poetry. You ever thought you was like fucking Houdini? Learn some fucking magic. Like, I don't know. But just do something different. And like I said, I'm big on, like, I always try to look at the brighter side of things. This is a terrible crisis. This is a terrible thing, but I'm going to try to beat it the best I can. Like I said, I got a lot of things I've not done. I'm going to do them. And then when I go back to work, I've accomplished a lot of things, so I'm not, like, worried about, man, when I get that day off, I'm going to binge watch this whole show and waste a whole beautiful day just watching the show, because there's people out there that do that. You know, there might be a show that comes out, and you could be the only person in the world that likes it, but it comes out, and you want to watch it. You just wasted that whole day watching that one show, right? Now, you're given that opportunity just to watch TV, play video games, do indoor exercises. Yeah, hell, some of you motherfuckers out there married. I bet you don't even have conversations with your wife. Talk to them. You know, hell, me and my wife talk every day. Sometimes it's not for the greatest, but it is worth it. But like I said, take advantage of it. Like I said, nothing hit home more, or I thought was funnier, when I saw that on Facebook of a meme, and it was like, stay at home. Government says stay at home. And it showed a picture of like a guy like, hey, normal weekend, and he was at home. And then because the government asked him, he's like, no, you won't tell me what to do, or something like that. You get what I'm saying. But it's just, like I said, just do things you normally wouldn't do. That's the whole point of this podcast. Do something you normally wouldn't do. Oh, gosh. Oh, and let me tell you something about podcasts. Since this crisis has hit, podcasts have popped up like fucking daisies, son. I thought there was a lot of podcasts before. Oh, hell no. They're popping up like daisies now. And that's great. And that's awesome. But like I said, everybody has a voice. I've heard a lot so far, and I feel like a lot of people are just jumping on bandwagon. They're like, you know what? I'm at home. I'm bored. I'm going to make a podcast. What the fuck are those? And one guy sounded like he was from like the clear eye, you know, the very monotone clear eye guy. Hello, I'm here to clean your eyes. And this guy sounded just like his ass. And I was like, I listened to it for like 2 minutes. And you guys know I usually don't bash people. But I listened to it. It was horrible. I couldn't listen to it no more. I was like, man, this guy should not make podcasts. I was like, damn, I have never wanted to grab a knife or a pencil and shove it in my ear so bad. It wasn't very entertaining. And if you guys are new podcasters, if you guys are listening to this for the first time, you're like, who is this crazy energetic guy at 11 o'clock at night? Well, that's me. Guys, if I have to say anything to a new podcaster, simple. Just be a little entertaining and be yourself. If you think yourself, people like you, then people will like your podcast. Straight up. I say this very humbly. Humbly? Yeah, humbly. I've not been in a place or an area that I haven't met. Like, I could just walk into a Walmart and make two or three new best friends in there. If people like you, they will like your material. Because I believe I'm the same person I am on this podcast. If you hear this, you could just imagine a big, burly, hairy, tattooed man in front of you that's bald. That is me. Okay? I am the same person you hear on here that I am out there. And that's what I preach. If you're a different person on here, and then you're spitting, you could be the greatest podcaster ever was. You could be the next Joe Rogan. And then I see you out in public, and you like 5'1", you know, non-talkative, very like antisocial, ooh, I can't talk, I'm not in my bubble kind of person. That's not going to sell. That's not that. Why? I mean, why would I want to listen to somebody that's not them? You know, and I understand people like, oh man, that person might not be, you know, like when people was around them. I don't look at it like that. If you're going to entertain people, be able to entertain people no matter what. So, like I said, be entertaining, just be a little entertaining, and then be 100% you. That's the greatest thing I could ever say to a new podcaster. Be you, and then a little bit entertaining. Like I said, I've listened to a lot of podcasts here in the last couple of days, and I've heard some good ones. I heard a lot of potential out there, a lot of potential. They just don't know where they're going to go. They're like me, and that's part of my podcast. I've had people hit me, and they're like, dude, you just talk about what's in your mind. And I'm like, that's right. My mind is so big, I have to talk about it all. But so, and that's the thing. I don't want to talk about one thing, son. I ain't a one lane hoe, son. I ain't a one and done. I want to talk about everything because I like everything. That's the bad thing. Like, I really do see the greatness in everything. I really do think. And I know a lot of people look at, you know, hear this and like, wow, this guy. But I do. You give me a bad situation, I'm going to try to find the good in it. You know? Like, it's like right now. Like, for instance, say someone said you only have one more day with your dad. Well, instead of crying and boo-hooing, I'm going to try to make the best day that ever was. We're going to do everything he likes. We're going to eat hot dogs. We're going to go fishing. I'm going to let him preach to me about how how fucking bad I make money decisions. But I'm going to make the best out of it. Now, knock on wood, knock, knock, knock. I don't hope that happens because he's perfectly healthy right now. But that's how I look at things, you know. If I see a bad situation, I want to try and make it better. You know, that's how my mama does it. That's who I learned all this from, people. My mom is a social parasite in a way. She likes talking to people. She likes talking. She likes being the center of attention. She can conversate very well. She tries to make bad situations good. You know, that's what I learned from my mom growing up. She was always like, she was always that bright candle in the darkness. She always tried to make a thing. If my mom, she always trying to make a bad situation good. Always. If it was going to hell, she was like, oh shit, it's going to hell. We need to do something. That's who I learned it from, people. Like I said, it's just, it's who I am, man. If I see a bad situation, I'm trying to make it good. And you can too. Like I said, if you live in negativity and you let that shit attach it to you, it's going to be on you like a fucking cancer. It's going to be like that old fucking friend that said, hey man, can I come crash on your couch for a week? Yeah. And then they're there for 3 years. You know what I'm saying? Smack that shit off. Smack that negativity off and be you. Like I said, look at the greatness in all situations, dark or not dark, okay? You know, like, life will be a little bit better. I'm being dead serious. I know y'all are like, man, Brandon's getting real with me right now. He's motherfucking spitting. I am. I'm spit everything. God, I got spit on me. But that's how I look at things. Oh, my God. My bullet's almost out. Ha ha. I'm just joking. I got a couple more bottles. More bottles. I got more bottles in there. My, like, when this whole crisis thing was happening, I swear you not, I could show you evidence on my wife's phone. I texted her and I was like, babe, give me some liquor. And then she was like, what kind of bottle do you want? You know, she's asking me. I said, don't get a bottle. Get more. Like, we don't know how long this is going to last. Like, my whole fridge, it's not full of, like, you know, fruits and vegetables and yogurt and milk. It's full of alcohol because that's what gets us by. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shoot. Yeah. A drink a day keeps the doctor away. Like I told you all before, it's not no fucking apple. They changed that shit for kids. They said, how are you? How old are you? I'm like, 8? Shit, you don't got hair on your nuts. Eat an apple. It keeps the doctor away. And then they tell the parents, like, hey, what do you drink? And they're like, vodka. Drink a glass of vodka a day. It keeps the doctor away. That's how that shit works. Oh. Ah, it's good. Oh, gosh. Cold, crisp hams. You know what? This is way off topic. This has nothing to do with what we've been talking about all night. But I have looked at this can and the name itself. I just don't know why. I'm like, I wonder if they marinate their beer or like put ham in it. You know, like ham juice. You know, would that be nasty or not nasty? Or would it be delicious or not? I don't know. But this beer is really good. And for the price, tomorrow my wife will be buying more. So like I said, it was $15 at my Walmart for a 30-pack. For a Dirty 30, it was $15. So, and it's way fucking better than Natty Light. Like, fuck that. Hot damn. Oh, shoot. Oh. Man, we've been talking about a lot of things tonight, guys. We've been talking about a lot of things. But I just want you guys to understand where a lot of my opinions are, what my lot of my thoughts. I have a big fan base right now, and I appreciate everybody. I appreciate every one of you guys. If it wasn't for you guys, then I wouldn't even fucking do this. And I know I don't do it. I was wanting to do it 2 episodes a week, and then I got crazy with work, and then this shit happened, and like, you know, you can't blame me, like I said. But I gotta do what I gotta do. You know, I got people. Hell, I got a buddy today texting me. Was like, "Hey man, when's your new episode coming out?" I had another friend on Facebook. Also, met a ton of people messaged me on Facebook. Oh, excuse me. They're like, "Hey man, when's your show coming out?" And I'm like, "Oh snap! I need to do another episode." Oh, excuse me. But I appreciate every one of you guys. You know, that's what makes me me. I'm crazy, off the wall. You don't know what's going to happen. Topics. Hams. That don't even sound good. Hams. Emphasize the S. And I love giving shout outs. You know me. If you listen to me, you know how it is. Tonight's shout out goes out to my boy, Dylan. Okay, Dylan, I love your liquor cabinet, my friend. My boy Dylan, he is also a bourbon connoisseur. He has a good, nice collection going on. That's my boy right there. We went to high school together and stuff. Like, we wasn't that close in high school. We actually talked more that we're out at, when we got out of high school than we did when we was in it. But I don't do last names, but Dylan's a good guy. He's a good friend. He's got a nice liquor cabinet coming along, son. Boy, he gonna be up there. He got some good ones. But I'm gonna be talking to my uncle soon, Dylan, and I'm gonna have a couple of friends come out, and I'm gonna see if my uncle will do a tasting with his collection. And if he says yes, I will put it on this table right now. If my uncle says yes, this will be one of the best bourbon tastings you would ever go to. And I'm talking like personal collection. This man's got high dollar bourbon. Like, he's got $80, $90, $100, $200, $300 bottles. And, you know, I can sweet talk him about, "Hey, you know, we'll do a bourbon tasting after all this whole corona crap goes around and there's a vaccine, so we ain't all catching the rona. After all this craziness, we'll do a bourbon tasting. I'm gonna definitely invite you, okay?" So my boy Dylan, you're invited. I got like actually 4 or 5 people in mind right now that I'm gonna invite. So just be prepared. Just be prepared. Oh gosh. And you know who you are. If I said this right now, I have 5 people in mind. I know if I message you right now, you're like, "Oh, shit, he was talking about me." And I just like keeping people's privacy, you know? I just say, hell, you could be working at a doctor's office, and people are like, "Oh," they would be shocked if you had a beer, and then find out you're a bourbon connoisseur. And I'm not saying you're getting plastered every night, but some people might frown upon that. I don't see the point in that. I'm not even going to go down that road. But that's why I'm really big on privacy. You know, I don't want people spilling my shit. Brandon, you know, quit leaving shit stains in the fucking commode. I don't want people telling my shit. I just said it out loud. Brandon, fucking wipe your ass. I'm kidding. I do wipe my ass, but I'm just saying there are things out there that people just don't want other people to hear. That's just being normal. Okay. You might like peanut butter and jelly and crushed up Doritos on your sandwich. That's you. You might not tell no other motherfucker, but that's you. And that's what makes the world great, is being you. If you listen to any of my podcasts, you always know I'm always about pushing being you. Because if you like anyone else, what's the purpose? You know? What's the purpose? And I feel like this whole podcast is connected with different things. And so when I say be yourself and not another person, this whole crisis has really opened my eyes to celebrities. You know, people want to know what the celebrities are doing, what they are doing, you know, what are they doing, where are they, you know, how are they struggling. Guys, one, I say this with the utmost respect. I have a lot of celebrities that I like and I look up to, but don't give 10 good fucks about what they doing. They in a $30 million mansion, okay, with a $10 million floor. With they maids and shit making them dinner, they don't care about you, okay? I care about you. They do not. Understand that. People obsess about them. They're like, you know, oh my God, I wonder how this person's doing. I wonder how Taylor Swift's doing. It's just like, she's great and all, but that bitch don't care about you. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it is what it is. And I'm going to be real with you. If I had multi-millions, I wouldn't give a shit either. I'm being real. I'd be in my mansion like, ha ha, bitches, I'm rich, bitch. Like, I just wouldn't give 10 shits, you know? It just is what it is. I said that a lot tonight, and that's the quote of the night. It is what it is. Why fight the purpose? You know, and that's the thing, you know, and that's how a lot of people in society look at things. It's just, I love athletes and I love celebrities and I think they do a great job, but why in the hell, if you make a movie, you should get paid $10 million. Okay. You just made a movie. You made $10 million, and not everybody makes that, but the big times do, like Robert Downey Jr., everybody that played in a Marvel movie. I mean, it's just, I look at it this way. Work about you. You know, you don't have to have millions of dollars to live a great life. You don't, people. You don't. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you are dirt poor, and I'm talking dirt poor, you can still live your life. You don't need millions of dollars. And people don't understand that. And that shocks me the most. Now, I have never had millions of dollars, but I was always raised with a little bit of money. My parents, my dad, now I will say this, my dad worked hard for his money, boy. And if anybody comes at me and says, oh, your dad just got that handed to him, we going to fight. We going to throw hands. I will give you my address and we will throw hands. That's how serious I am about that. My dad worked his ass off to have everything I ever had. Understand that. My dad, even though he's a hard ass, and I don't understand him sometimes, but growing up, if I wanted something, I got it. Because that's how he was. Family first, military second. I can remember, you know, I'm about to get real, a little too real with y'all, but you know, one of the biggest memories with my dad was, and y'all might laugh about this, but I was about 10 years, about 11, it was about 11, because we was living in Texas then. We was living in Fort Hood, Texas, and, you know, Pokemon was real big in that area, in that era, and, Pokemon Red and Blue just came out. And I love Pokemon cards. I loved them. I was collecting them all the time. And my dad knew that. My dad worked if every hour he could, and he went without. Like if he needed new socks, he went without. If he had to get this, he went without. He made sure on my birthday I had both games. Okay, I had a Game Boy Color. He bought me the little little plushes of two different Pokemon. One was a Jigglypuff, and the other one was a Charmander. That was really random. But he done it, so he wanted me to have the. I never went without, never went without, and I want to be like him every day. In that sense, I want to work hard. I want to support my family. I want to support my friends, my family. If I have a friend come up and they're like, "Man, give me $10. Can you spare me $10? I won't be able to give him to that because I learned off his hard work. Like my dad worked hard for his money, boy. And my dad grew up poor. When he was my age growing up, it was poor eating. You know, my papaw, he was a hardworking man too, but he had four kids he had to supply for. And my dad grew up poor, straight up poor, like hood poor. And he made something out of himself. He went hard. He's like, I'm going to go in the military. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to work harder than any motherfucker. And he did it. And then he got married to a beautiful woman. And he said, I'm going to support her. I'm going to have a beautiful family with her. And any kid that I have, I'm going to make sure they never go without. And he did that. And that was me and my sister. I never went without. Now, I don't know what it is to go without. I never had to go without electricity. I never had to go without water. But I tell you what, I've known a lot of people that have. And all they care about is if I had millions of dollars, if I had millions of this, if I had millions of that. Don't worry about the millions. Worry about the now. Go get you a decent job. And work hard for the now. And that's what I mean about that. People might hear this story and they might twist it wrong. But I'm talking about the now. People want to look at, and I do too sometimes. I want to be able, I wish right now I had $100 million in my pocket. I'd give 60 of it away to my parents. My wife knows that ain't no joke. I'd give $60 million right now to my parents for everything they've ever done to me. I take the other 40, and I feel like, you know, me and my wife, we could have a great life off like 10 million, you know, honestly, like 2 million. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, we could have a great life off just that. If you had $100 million, you could have an amazing life off 2 million. Think about that. You don't have to have all this money, all these things to have a great life. Live in the now, control the now, and you will have a better life. All these people wanting this, all this money, all this now, it's going to corrupt them. It is. It's going to corrupt them. And about the time they look, 5 years have passed, and what they got for it? Nothing. Nothing. Just because they wasted all that time worrying about, man, I wish I could have had all that money. Real talk. That's why everybody needs to concentrate on the now. When all this crap settles and everybody goes back to normal, control the now. You don't have to have millions of dollars to have a great time. Yeah, life is tough. But that is life. You think I have so many great times in my life. So many. But I've had a lot of bad ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell, me and my wife, we don't have two. Like, we finally got, I can't even say. We don't even have really one good, dependable vehicle between us two. We have decent vehicles, but not one really good, dependable one. And we both make good money. Well, I did. She does. But that's life. That is life, people. Don't let life beat you. You beat life. There's a fucking cereal named after that bitch. You eat it. There's a game after that shit. You beat it. Like I said, don't let life beat you. You beat the fuck out of it. Okay? And I'm done being real about that. We got 30 seconds left, and I'm going to be happy about it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm drinking my Hams beer. I enjoy talking to you guys. Like I said, I miss it every night. I had to come out. I had so many people. I've been hit with like 10 messages today. Like, Brandon, where are you going to come and talk, man? I'm here. I'm hearing all y'all's messages. I'm listening. And like I said, I love it. I thank you. Like I said, I've got a huge fan base right now. I don't know why, but I appreciate it. I really do. Like I said, guys, I love you. Brandon out.